Today's message, we're going to be coming from, let me pull it up. Again, just to recap, we're going to be coming from Hebrews chapter number 11. I'm going to skim through verses 1 through 13. Again, just to recap, 2 weeks ago, we talked about how the conversations in the closet, and how Elijah escaped to a cave and he began to talk himself out of his blessings, right? And he was saying, listen, I done did all this, I done did all that. And, you know, he was getting fed up with doing the work. And God had to come to him inside of the cave, and God talked to Elijah inside of the cave and said, what are you doing here? That was the first Bible study, conversations in the closet. God was saying, what are you doing here? Why are you missing your purpose? Why are you missing what God has for you? Why haven't you started the business? Why haven't you went back to school? Why haven't you done these things? Why are you not where you should be? What are you doing here? That's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Last week, the conversation was, it was talking about how the children of Israel was inside of the wilderness for 40 years. It only supposedly took them 1 week, but they ended up being there for 40 years. And we talked about some of the things that keep us in our wilderness, hanging around people that gossip, hanging around people that backbite, hanging around people that do so many different things. So we talked about how being in the wilderness, how we can stay in the wilderness for too long. Now, tonight, we want to talk about dying before you reach the promise. Hebrews chapter number 11, and I'm going to skim through it. So follow me if you can. Hebrews chapter number 11, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says, now faith is the insurance, the title or deed, confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. For by this kind of faith, the men of old gained divine approval. So here it is. Paul is writing in the book of Hebrews. He said, faith, and some of you Bible say, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith gives you hope that you cannot see. The Amplified Version say, now faith is the insurance of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. God says he's going to divinely give you what you have faith for. I'm going to divinely give it to you. Again, the Amplified Version said, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen, the conviction of their reality. Faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by physical senses. He said, if you can't see it, you can't hear it, you can't feel it, you can't taste it, faith still says that it's a fact that it's yours. Some of us are sitting here with promises that we can't see, we can't feel, we don't hear it, we can't smell it, we can't taste it, but God is saying that it is a fact that is divinely guaranteed. Now, if you drop down to verse number 4, it gets to talking about people who have faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which it was testified of him that he was righteous. If you drop down to verse number 5, by faith that pleased God, Enoch was caught up and taken away to heaven that he would not have a glimpse of death. If you go down to verse number 6, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whosoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Here it is. The Bible says, go down to verse number 8. By faith, when Abraham, when he was called by God, obeyed by going to a place which he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went not knowing where he was going. Verse number 11, by faith, Sarah herself received the ability to conceive a child. And if you go down to verse number 13, this is where we're going to cap this off. All these died in faith, guided and sustained by it, without receiving the tangible fulfillment of God's promises, only having seen, anticipated them, and having welcomed from a distance, and having acknowledged them that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. Here it is. Paul is explaining to you by faith, Enoch, Sarah, Abraham, and all of these people who walked by faith and believing in God accomplished a lot of stuff. Abraham went to a place that God told him to go to. He didn't even know where he was going, but he took off and journeyed with it. Sarah, by faith, believed that she could have a child, and at 100 years old, she had a child. Enoch believed in God and walked perfectly before the Lord. Walked perfectly till the Bible said that he didn't even see death. God just took him up, called him off the earth. He didn't even die. By faith, Cain and Abel, the Bible says that by faith, Abel offered a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain. So by faith, all of these people accomplished so much in life. But what God is saying is this, they still died and didn't see the promise. If you go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 20, it says, and I'm going to read from the New Living, for all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. So now, the Bible is saying here that all the King James Version say, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. What they're saying in Corinthians is this: everything God promised you, he's saying, yes, you can have it. Why did these men die in faith and didn't see the promise? That's what God, it hit me today. I said, Lord, we've been talking about for the last couple Bible studies about being who we are, who you created us to be, starting a business, going back to school, getting the goals back, writing the visions down, accomplishing things and overcoming things. And the Bible, it had to hit me today. The Bible says that all of these people died and haven't received the promise. Everything that God promised you, everything he told you that you was going to have, the Bible says that God has already stamped it with a yes. You can have it. That car, yes. That house, yes. That relationship, yes. That career, yes. That business, yes. It's already stamped. You can have it. Everything God promised you, everything you desired, everything that he told you you can have, everything that hit your spirit, everything that you felt, everything that you worked for, God says, yes, you can have it. And I had to ask God, so why did all of these people die and didn't receive the promise? God had to show me something. He said, because this is the thing. The word faith, it means pistis. It means a firm persuasion. It means that you have to have no doubt. Sarah doubted God for a second. Sarah turned around and said, I can't have a child at an old age. Abraham doubted God for a second. These people had some type of doubt in their mind that they couldn't accomplish what they needed to accomplish. When God showed me that, he said, listen, have you believed beyond a shadow of a doubt? Have you believed and not took back? Have you believed and not withdrawn? If you go to verse number 6, it explains it. Hebrews 11 and 6. But without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek him. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot doubt in this walk with what God has already promised you. It's already stamped yes and amen. God has already sealed it. He's already written the check. He's already signed the deed. He's already signed the title. He's already established the building. He's already established the business. He's already opened the door. Some of you have been looking for a place to establish your business. God is saying, I've already opened the door. You cannot doubt. Bible says in verse number 13 again, all these died in faith. They died in faith. They died believing that God can do something and never hit the promise. And I said, well, God, if they believed it, how can they die and not see the promise? And God said, listen, you have to believe me out beyond a shadow of a doubt, regardless to what the doctors say, regardless to what the credit reports say, regardless to what your finances say, regardless to what the bank accounts say. Can you believe me without a shadow of a doubt? These last 3 weeks, God has been pressing me about promise. God has been pressing me about purpose. God has been pressing me about his promises and his divine will for our life. God has been pressing me. He said, can you believe me without a shadow of a doubt? Can you follow me and not know? Can you follow me and trust me, regardless to what's going on? God said, can you follow me? How many of us that's online right now, how many of us is really, since God has been speaking to us about purpose and destiny and vision and goals, how many of us has really written and looked up some stuff concerning our purpose or goal? Or how many of us has really sat back and wrote the vision again? How many sat back and said, you know what? I'm getting ready to start this thing all over again. I'm getting ready to take another shot at this thing. I'm getting ready to restart this thing. I'm getting ready to hit refresh. How many of us just sat back and said, you know what? I know now what my purpose is. I might have gave up. I might have pushed it to the side. I might have done some stuff and set it aside. But now I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that now it's time for me to get this thing back going and back rolling. Now it's time for me to pick the vision back up. Now it's time for me to pick this thing back up and keep it going. Now it's time for me to restart. I've been thinking. There's been so many thoughts. But God has said, now that you thought it, now that you wrote it, now it's time to act upon it. Can I tell you something? Some of you on here, you gotta start acting like what you're believing for. Verse number one, again, 11. Now faith is the assurance. It's the title deed or confirmation. Confirmation only comes when something is already paid. When you get ready to pay a bill, they don't give you the confirmation number before you make that payment. Some of us got to start walking like we already have the confirmation. Some of us got to start walking like the bill is already paid. Some of us got to start walking and living like we already millionaires. And I'm not talking about just go out and start buying stuff and start spending money. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about millionaires don't hang around just anybody. Millionaires don't hang around just broke people. Millionaires don't engage themselves in just anything. You got to start living and separating yourself like God has already done what you desire for him to do. Now faith is the assurance. It's the title deed and confirmation of things hoped for. The same thing you hoping for, the same thing you believing for, you got to start walking like it's already done. He said, things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. That's why I like the Amplified version. It said it's divinely guaranteed. That word divine in the Greek, it means directly from heaven. It means God's original intent for your life. He said, listen, the things that you are hoping for are divinely guaranteed. It's already done. It is designed for your life. It's God's original intent for your life. And guess what? All it took was you to have faith in order to get it. He said, just come with your faith. Come with your faith. Go to Isaiah chapter number 55, if you can, real quick. Isaiah chapter number 55. This just dropped in my spirit. I got to give you this. God is saying, listen, it's already done. I just read you in 2 Corinthians where he said, listen, his promises are yes and amen. When people in church say amen, they say that to say, I agree. I agree. God's promise, he said, I've already told you yes. We don't have to ask God for it because it's divinely guaranteed. That's what Hebrews 11 just told us. What you believe in is already divinely guaranteed. God has said it's already done. You just got to start living what you're hoping for. You got to start living like you healed. You got to start living like you delivered. You got to start living like you set free. You got to start living like the business is yours. You got to start living like a business owner. You got to start living like a CEO. You got to start living like it. You have to start living like it. You have to start living like it. God says that listen, I cannot get off of this until we're walking in our purpose. I cannot get off of this until we're walking in our destiny, because your ministry is what's tied into your business. I don't care if it's selling clothes. I don't care if it's cutting hair. I don't care what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, your ministry is tied into it. Your ministry is tied into it. When you open the clothing store, it's going to be somebody homeless coming in. God, touch your heart to say, bless them with these clothes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
God, man, listen, it's some stuff that God is doing. Your ministry is tied to it. It's some people on here right now that want to help young people. I just want to get the young women and bless them with clothes and beautify them and do their hair and do these things. P, you know how to dress. God has designed you to dress some young women that's in need.
Amen.
God has some stuff. It's already signed and sealed. But guess what? If we do not move and start living like it's already ours, we'll die without the promise. God has promised you this stuff. It's a promise. God has promised you this stuff. God is saying, now, live like it. Live like I promised it to you. Live like I've already gave it to you. Live like I've already done it for you. Live like I've already changed it for you. Live like I've already fixed it for you. Live like I've already purposed it for you. Isaiah chapter 55, verse number 1. It says, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come and do what? What's your Bible say? Buy. Come with no money and buy. How can you buy something with no money? Is y'all reading like I'm reading? Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy. How could you buy something with no money? Guess what? God says, because I've already paid it.
Wow.
I've already paid it. He said, everybody who's thirsting, come and buy with no money. You have to start living like God has already done it for you. You can't, now that you got the business idea again, now that the fire is lit inside of you again, God says, live like it's already done. Abraham, who the Bible said, we are the descendants of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham. We are the descendants of Abraham. Abraham, God said, he died without the promise. Sarah died without the promise. God is saying, now it's time for you to live with promise. Live with promise. You have to live and promise. You have to live with it. Isaiah 55 and 1. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And ye who have no money, come buy grain and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. He said it don't even cost you nothing. Simply accept it as a gift from God. That's what verse number 1 said. It's a gift for God. It's already paid for. The building you want is already paid for. The business you want is already paid for. The company that you desire is already paid. Some people got a franchise inside of you right now. It ain't meant for you just to have one building. It's meant for you to have 2, 3, 4 different locations. Some of you sitting on this live right now, it ain't just meant for you to be in one place doing one thing. God says, I got so much for you. Darius, it's some land that God has for you. And it ain't just in one location, multiple locations. It's some people that's sitting on live right now that God is saying, listen, it's not just one place. It's not just one place. Aisha, Brittany, it's some people that got some buildings, not just one location that God has set up for you. You just got to start living like it's already yours. You got to start living like the doors is already open. You got to start living like the opportunity is already written in stone. You got to start living like it's already mine. Now faith is the substance for things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the evidence. You can't convict nobody without evidence. Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's evidence. The only way you can go to jail and do a sentence is if they find enough evidence. God says your faith is the evidence. It's already said, it's already written, and it's already done. You can come with no money and buy. People are getting ready to hand some of you all keys, and you ain't gave them a dollar yet. They don't even know why they handed you the keys to this property. God is getting ready to open some doors that no man can shut, and shut some doors that no man can open. God is getting ready to open some doors that's going to blow your mind. He said, why? Because you got to come with no money and buy. And he's not doing it for you. He's doing it because it's a gift from him. He's doing it because he's God. Only way you're going to die and not meet the promise is if you don't start believing like it's already yours. The only way you can die and not make the promise is you start if you don't start believing like it's already yours. The only way you can die and not be purposed. The only way you can die and not be promised. The only way you can die and not be healed. The only way you can die and not be delivered. The only way you can die and not be established is if you don't believe it's already yours. Got to believe it. It's already mine. You got to start telling yourself. Every time you think about your business, you got to start telling yourself it's already mine. Why? Because the Bible says it's mine. This ain't something I just wrote down. These ain't notes. I'm giving you straight, strict scriptures and facts. This is something that God has already ordained. It's already yours. I'm getting ready to go back to Hebrews chapter number 11 because I got to read that again and get that in your spirit. Isaiah 55 and 1, he says, come ye with no money and buy. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1. He said, now faith is the assurance. It's the title, the deed, the confirmation. The payment is already made. That's why you have the confirmation. Most of the time they give you a confirmation number. I'm going to give you some confirmation letters. J-E-S-U-S. That is your confirmation right there. He said, now faith is the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed. God said, it is your direct right from heaven to have this stuff. It is your direct right from heaven to have this stuff. The evidence of things not seen. What are you saying, Charles? What I'm saying to you is this, before I close out this Bible study. God is saying, live like it's already yours. That business, that goal, that vision, that purpose. God is saying, live like it's already yours. Live like it's already yours. God has promised you that. Live like it's already yours. How many feel like it's mine? How many feel like that goal is mine? That purpose is mine. That business is mine. That destiny is mine. That thing is mine. It's my. God says, now live like it's already yours. You just got to believe it. Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just thank you for this word. Father, I thank you for those who have came to be fed at your table for this word. Father, even now, I just ask that you continue to grow it in our hearts. Those words that were spoken, Lord God, prophetically over those, Lord God, I ask that they become seed, that you water it, Lord God, and add the increase. Father, I pray that we have faith that should not doubt. I pray that we have faith that knows it is divinely ours. We can walk in our purpose, live in our purpose, and move closer to our destiny. Father, I pray these things by the power of your spirit. Let it be established and so. For your word says that your promises are yea and amen. I ask these things now in your son's name. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The confirmation letters again are J-E-S-U-S. It's already yours. Live like it. Thank you all for tuning in for this Bible study. We'll be back here next week at the same time. Same thing. Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to have an open discussion. I want to wrap up this month with an open discussion. I want to wrap it up every 3 to 4 weeks. So what I want to do is I want to get an open discussion of what we learned, what we talked about. And then that's going to give you time to talk about the testimonies and things that have changed you and how things has changed your life. So that's what we're going to do next week. All right.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Love you all. And we'll see you next week at 7 p.m.
Amen.